I thought we were going on a picnic.
We are. We just have to hike to get there.
Yeah, I was picturing us like on a charming park bench in the middle of a private English garden.
Hey, David, you have to stop watching Notting Hill. It's not helpful for our relationship.
Okay. Speak for yourself.
Hello, Schitt's Creek fans. Welcome to another episode of Schitts and Giggles. We're a Schitt's Creek podcast where every other week we watch a different episode of the series and we talk about it, and we're going through everything in chronological order. I'm one of your two hosts. My name is Paul McCambridge, and with me, as always, is my lovely wife, Carla. Confused about her notes.
Already getting off to a good start.
How are you?
I am confused, I guess.
Oh.
Again, we're recording again in the evening, which everyone knows, or if you don't know, we'll tell you. It totally throws us off, and we're off our game.
I feel like...
So here we go.
I feel like it's important that I make a quick statement to regular listeners.
Oh.
Right? Let's say the hike is your favorite episode, so you've stumbled upon this podcast, and this is the one you're starting with. Maybe go back, start from the beginning, get a better idea of how we do things, because I will say, last episode, this episode, and I'm just making a prediction, the next episode, we might be off our games a bit.
Summer's is really presenting issues for us.
And summer should not be.
I know, summer should be easier.
We are both teachers. Summer, we should be able to do, like, the rest of season 5 and the whole season 6 over the summer. But we don't. Strangely enough, I think we work better, not under pressure, not like you said last time.
Last minute Larry-ing it. Yeah.
But when we're able to record on Saturday morning...
instead of a Thursday night
we really found once we got into I really do think it was like season 4 that we figured out this
yeah it took us a really long time,
and now because of circumstances, because of summertime circumstances,
right, travel and and vacations and being away, it's messing with our our last minute Larry sad routine.
And the problem this time, this is all to preface the fact that we're about to talk about an episode, is we watched this some time ago.
Yeah, I forget when we watched it.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
We've really gotten into a great habit of being like, oh, the night before, Friday night is always our Schitt's Creek night.
It is.
And then Saturday morning is our Schitt's Creek record.
Yeah.
I'm assuming most people are like, I'll just skip this one at this point. And maybe you're better off for it.
I think this is a fan favorite.
Well, that's the thing, is I don't want to mess up a fan favorite. I mean, how many fan favorites have we already messed up? A ton. So,
yeah.
A few.
Yeah.
A handful.
All right.
Any fan favorites that we've talked about, we've probably already messed up. But you just...
I think I figured out
my notes. You've deciphered
maybe.
Your notes?
Yeah.
I love that. All right.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are here to talk about the 13th episode of season 5.
Lucky 13.
The Hike. Now, in season 5, there's 14 episodes.
Right.
And in season 6, there's 14. So in seasons past, this would have wrapped
right.
it.
Right, yeah.
And in many ways, I'll just say this to start. It feels like a season finale. At least the A storyline does.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Which, it makes me wonder if the original plan was to do both. Well, no, I guess you couldn't, but...
Put them both in one
cabaret
episode?
Cabaret and The Hike, and just have this...
A big mashup.
Amazingly huge end episode. But they knew they couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, well, let's get into it, because... original air date is April 2nd of 2019. Mm-hmm. Directed by Lori Lind. Mm-hmm. Now, we've talked about Lori all season long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the end of the road for Mr. Lind.
Yeah.
He directed 6 episodes this season.
That was a lot.
All this season.
Mm-hmm.
And I will just run through them. This episode, The Hike, The Roast, Rock On, Housewarming, Love Letters, and The Crowning.
It's a mix of ones that we liked and ones that we weren't as big a fan of.
100%.
Yeah, Love Letters, The Crowning were kind of...
And even Rock On.
Yeah, kind of. That was, yeah. I wanted to punch out Jocelyn in that episode, I think.
You threatened
was it that
a
one?
Cast member.
Right?
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah.
Yes. But I did look at our rankings, and not including this episode, because we haven't talked about it, Housewarming was clearly our favorite that he directed. And his last directing credit, or last credit on IMDb, was directing 3 episodes of Murdoch Mysteries in 2021.
Which we talk about frequently.
We do. And I have to say, not to get into our personal lives, which we do all the time. When we were just on our trip.
You watched that?
It was on. And I watched it, not knowing anything about it.
Uh-huh.
It was, I don't know what I expected. It's an old-timey mystery show. Like, everyone's in old-timey British hats. And
oh, like Sherlock Holmesy?
Yes.
Okay.
Good thing you said that, because I probably would have just kept saying old-timey.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what it is. I watched an episode about a time machine. I was really confused, because then I thought, is this whole thing about time travel? But I think it was just one episode.
Yeah.
So, you know, I haven't watched a single episode of Degrassi.
Maybe we should try that next.
But at least I've seen some Murdoch mysteries.
Yeah. Okay.
And this episode was written by Dan Levy.
Okay.
Which again makes me think final episode.
Oh, true. Definitely. And perhaps we should also discuss something else we didn't watch. Oh, we're not? We're not saying that?
This is like you bringing up the fact that I still haven't read the stuff about the cat conspiracy. Yes, we have still
not watched Cabaret. We were going to on the plane. We flew, and we were going to watch Cabaret on the plane. And then we were all jazzed up to watch it, and we realized we found it on Amazon, I believe.
Yeah.
And then we couldn't figure out how to download it.
No. Okay.
No.
That makes us sound like idiots, which we might be. You can't download it. There are certain programs that you can download and others that you can't.
Yeah.
And we couldn't, and we're not paying the, what, $5 for Wi-Fi on the plane?
I thought it was, like, free Wi-Fi. I don't even know.
No,
it wasn't. We listened to our own stuff.
I tried to get in, but you had to pay.
Oh.
And plus, our flights were, because we had a layover, this is so great. Everybody's learning so much about us.
Yes.
Because we had a layover, the flight was, like, an hour, and then a layover,
and then
another
less than
hour.
I think it was less than an
hour.
Yeah,
it was, like, 45
minutes. Both of them
were,
like, less than an hour. Yeah, so...
So
I guess that would have
still,
made our viewing difficult.
Yeah, the promise we made to watch Cabaret, now I kind of regret making that promise.
We still have time.
2 weeks.
Yeah, we still have 2 weeks.
2 weeks. By the end of the summer, we need to have watched Cabaret.
Yep.
So let's get into the episode, and I'm going to ask you, do you feel confident enough with your notes to start, or do you want me to start?
No, I think you need to start.
Okay, right.
Because mine don't make a whole lot of sense.
Can
but...
you please just read your notes for the audience real quick, because
okay.
I love it.
I have M, Bosnian, BF in bed.
Okay. All right. The idea...
She's having a Bosnian breakfast in bed?
You're very close. You're
yeah.
closer than when you said boyfriend in bed.
Well, boyfriend in bed. That didn't make sense.
No. Your idea of abbreviating is perfect if we talk
if
about
If we watch it
the
night before.
Yeah,
because literally, of course, there are very vivid things I remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I cannot remember. And I know opening night was around the corner. Alexis is leaving. They have 500 programs that need to be folded. So she's delivering breakfast in bed to the kids.
Wait,
to
just,
bribe them. Yes,
just
I just needed
this.
To talk
okay,
it
great.
Through.
Okay.
Yeah, to bribe right. them to fold programs.
I just didn't know this would
there.
Be a fun game where you read through all your notes and then we go back and
no,
do the episode.
I got
right.
there.
Yes, you're
yeah,
right.
I had to just talk it through.
No, I that's
by myself.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing here.
Yeah.
It's the whole purpose.
Yeah, so I got there.
So, yes, Moira comes into the kids' room.
Speaking Bosnian.
Well, saying good morning in Bosnian.
Right, yes.
Which, I wish I knew if it was correct. You know, I know a lot of times
well, you know,
that,
there's Google and all.
Well, no, I know, but I know that a lot of times in TV shows and movies, they're very, very, you know, they're accurate with translations. So they're accurate with other languages when characters are speaking them. But I always wonder, like, because this is fun and because it's a comedy and because it's Moira, how much of this is just butchered? And if we looked into it, it says, like, teacups and banana peels or something like that.
Okay. I don't know.
But, yeah, she's wishing them good morning in Bosnia. Right. And she just brought the kids breakfast in bed.
Just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which we soon find out are just the cinnamon buns from the lobby.
Right, yeah.
And she, of course, has an ulterior motive because it's Moira, and they're instantly on to her. Like, this is not something you've ever done for us.
Right, yeah.
So why do you need us? And she says, it's awesome because the programs came in from the printer, but they're unfolded.
Right. 500 programs. Need to be folded. Right. And later on, we see who gets tasked with that job.
Wait, who gets tasked with that job? Maybe I missed it.
You must have missed it.
Oh, we'll get
there.
We'll
talk about
it. Oh, I can't wait to find out.
Yep.
Yes, but both of them have things to do.
They do.
Alexis is all wrapped up still in this Galapagosian travel.
Her trip, yes.
And David informs us that Patrick has planned a picnic.
Yes.
It's alliteration right there.
Yep.
And I love how she yells at them, they need to be folded!
Meanwhile, what's she doing all day?
Great question.
Yeah.
We see what happens to her day, but right now, I don't know what she has planned.
Yeah.
When was the last time she met with town council, honestly?
Oh, I don't know. We haven't seen a council meeting, I don't think, in a
while. That's what I mean. We've been seeing plenty of Roland working at the motel.
Yeah.
We've been seeing plenty of Ronnie.
The town is just running itself. Everything's like clockwork. They're good.
Everyone stays in their lane and does their thing. And I'm assuming Ray is doing most of the work out there.
Ray's not on council anymore.
No, I just mean, even though he's not on council, I think he's still...
He has his hand in a lot of things.
Pies?
Sure. Is that what it is?
Is that the phrase?
I don't know.
Put your thumb in a pie and pull out a plum.
That's a nursery rhyme. I don't think so.
I like how I think you said it's a nursery wrong because, yeah, that was wrong. I also like at the end of this scene, she mentions that she brought them cinnamon buns and coffee, to which David said, there's nothing in this cup.
Oh, yeah.
And she says, it's just a gesture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yep. Nice, fun little opening.
Yes.
Once I reminisced and remembered.
No, that's good. I love it.
I got there.
We'll get stronger as we go.
Yeah, maybe. You're very hopeful.
It all goes downhill.
Okay.
So now let's go. Boy, are we in Ted's apartment a lot.
I know.
Boy.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of views of his JCPenney, like, whole living room set. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he is going over the dangers of this trip.
Yeah, he's kind of like planning for things that they need. And yeah. Alexis is like, oh, we're doing beach, talking about beach stuff and stuff that we need for the beach. And, you know, then he starts to discuss that they need malaria pills and insect repellent and all this other stuff that does not sound so great.
Lots of vaccines, too.
Yes.
To which Alexis an anti-vaxxer?
Well, yeah, he just said it's kind of like Botox.
Right? Yes. Yeah. Remember the quaint days when anti-vaxxers were like, you know, affluent housewives? Mm-hmm. Like those were the anti-vaxxers of olden days before COVID. But yeah, I thought that was like a kind of a funny little thing to throw in. Like the fact that Alexis is like, I don't know, do we really need all these vaccines? Like that was the thing that people... talked about then.
Well,
you know, the whole Jenny McCarthy
thing?
Like, that was kind of popular, and she would have run in similar circles, I think.
Yeah, maybe. I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, They're still doing that. They're doing their
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, and she's even bringing up, like, can we get that romantic mosquito net to put around the bed and everything? And, yeah, when they bring up vaccines and he's like, you know, it's like Botox or whatever. And she's like, ew, what do you think I am, like 32?
Right, yes. But, yeah. The mosquito nets where he's like, well, mainly they catch fire. And then you have a net of fire around
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
So there's a few things happening in this episode. And, like, I think that's why, not necessarily the only reason why I like this episode, is I like it when they can all go off and all do their own things. Because mm-hmm. Alexis is doing something all on her own that certainly involves Ted, but mm-hmm. that involves Twyla. Patrick and David, and we'll get to them in a second, are doing their thing. And then Johnny yes. and Moira are doing theirs. So Patrick planned a picnic.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite.
But it's a hike.
A picnic. It's a hike.
Well, I have a feeling he figured if he told David we're going on a hike, David's not going to do that.
No.
So he bribed him with a picnic.
Right. Because at every turn, David's like, well, I thought it would be like an English garden.
Right. Yeah. Notting Hill.
Yeah. Right. To which Patrick is like, you need to stop watching Notting Hill. Right. It's not good for a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they pull up and they kind of park along mm-hmm. the side of the road. And he's like, oh, we're having a picnic by the side of the road. Isn't that just like an invitation to get murdered? And that's when Patrick explains that, no, they're actually going to hike to their picnic location.
Right.
You know, and he has a backpack for him and yeah. everything. And yeah.
Another Julia Roberts movie reference, too.
Yeah.
I think this is, I wish we'd been keeping track, but it has to be 4 or 5. At
oh,
least.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I know that we actually
I only remember
heard...
two.
Oh.
Well, I remember
maybe this is three.
Aaron Brockovich.
Yeah, right, we heard that.
And Notting Hill. I don't remember.
Oh, this one.
We also heard reference to Sandra Bullock movies. Are you thinking
of
those?
Oh, maybe I am. What Sandra Bullock movie did they talk about?
I forget now.
28 Days?
I don't remember.
All right. I'll just cut this part out.
Okay.
I won't cut this out. I'll forget.
That's fine.
All right. So they are going up on their hike.
Yeah. Yeah, so. David's thrilled.
Yes.
Like when he puts his little book bag on and like runs.
Yeah. Oh, Patrick's got the whole like.
Oh, he is decked out in his hiking
he
gear.
Is
David's
hiked.
In like his hiking skirt.
Yeah. Patrick's hiking boots, maybe a problem.
Well, yeah.
A big problem.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a few minutes. Right. Yes.
So now...
We're
okay.
going back to the motel.
Right. And I know we said, what's Moira's plan for the day? And apparently...
Oh, yeah.
Rather than fold programs, mm-hmm. her plan for the day was to boss Johnny around and make
him
move furniture.
Well, they needed to move all of their set stuff, mm-hmm. all of their props and sets and everything to the town hall.
I guess.
I
Are
forget
they just
where they're
storing
showing.
It out back
I
until the show.
Is it not at? I don't remember where it is. This is not going well.
We don't need to know where it is.
Yeah,
we're watching this in real time. We have no idea where it is. All we know is where they are rehearsing.
Right.
So I assume there is some storage shed somewhere where they're putting this furniture, or they're taking it to the giant theater mm-hmm. where they will be performing.
Right. Yeah.
It's right around the corner. It's the next episode.
Yeah.
So in this little storyline, it's kind of a Johnny, Moira, Stevie,
Roland. A little bit.
And for the most part, Stevie's just there for the ride. Like, Stevie doesn't get a whole lot to do in this episode.
Yeah.
Until the end, mm-hmm. which I think is very good
yeah.
and very effective. But there were times where I was watching going, why is she even here? Is it just because she's in this show and...
Yeah, at the end, you see why she's
Moira.
There.
No, I know. But yeah. at this point, I still wasn't really sure.
Yeah. Well, Moira has conned her into folding the programs because that's what she's doing
oh,
as she's
okay.
sitting there,
Got
if you
it.
Recall. So, yeah, Stevie's there folding the programs.
Who's
Moira
watching
is...
the motel?
I don't know.
Okay.
No one. Right. Moira is managing all of the furniture loading and everything else. John's uh-huh. loading the furniture, and he's overdoing it just a bit.
He's having a hard time.
He's not as young as he used to be.
No.
Yeah.
I have said, or maybe I just thought it. I don't know. Have I ever said that Johnny reminds me of your dad a little bit?
Of my dad?
On this podcast? Yeah.
No.
His hair, number one.
Yeah.
Your dad has a really, really nice head of hair for a man his age. And I think he's older than Johnny in real life.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when your dad goes to buy that car, the button-down shirt he's wearing.
Oh,
it really reminds me, just like the button-down shirt.
Yeah,
and the
he
jeans.
Wears like a he blue looks, button-down. Yeah,
he
that's
looks
like his
just
uniform.
Like your dad. But anyway, but I bring that up because when we moved into this house, your dad, who at that point was probably Johnny's age, is running around lifting up like dressers and stuff.
Oh yeah,
and you were even concerned, like he should not be doing this,
right?
And that was my thought. Why is Roland, and Johnny brings it up, and that's the joke, because that Roland's not doing anything.
Yeah.
But it's really a shame, because Johnny's having a real hard time. He says his back hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is what men do. You know,
sure.
Like,
not me. I try to avoid manual labor.
Talking about my dad reminding you of Johnny, your dad does equally as much, because I remember when we moved into this house, he literally moved a dresser down the steps of our old house to move it out, and he was like underneath it holding it up.
Yeah.
And I was there all by myself, and I was like, if this dresser falls on him, what am I going to do to help him?
It's fine. I'm sure he
so
told you.
So this is the kind of stuff that men do. They're like, no, I got this. Yep. I'm good. Yeah. I can keep going. Mm-hmm. I have this all under control.
Right.
And
I'm sure my dad was fine, because I guarantee you he told you to just have 911 up. Ready to hit send just in case. Do you remember when you and I tried to move that TV stand downstairs with a rope, and we literally called, I think, my parents to say, if you don't receive a call back from us in like 5 minutes,
under a TV stand,
call the police.
Yeah, call 911 for us. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Enough about our families and
exactly.
our stupidity.
Yep.
But yeah, so I think he was just all in. He wanted to help her, and he did not want to admit. Like, he got to the point where he needed to sit down and he needed to take a break.
Exactly.
Yes.
But it quickly escalates
because,
like we said, he just talks about how his back hurts.
Mm-hmm.
But it does appear that he's having some trouble breathing, just catching his breath
catching
and everything.
His breath. Yeah, it's a good way to put it. And then Moira immediately jumps to crazy conclusions.
Before that, when she calls him a bashful clam.
Why do you keep everything inside like a bashful clam? Yeah, basically, like, why didn't you say that you were struggling or that you needed to take a break or whatever? But yeah, it's super funny.
Right. And I love, and I think I laughed out loud during this scene, when she panics and then her voice gets real deep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Get the car, everyone. And she even says, let's take a stack of programs for the road.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And because Stevie recommends, like, maybe we should go to the hospital.
Yes.
She is immediately alerted and alarmed.
She's more alarmed than anyone else, because I assume Roland's still making old man jokes.
Yeah.
At every
turn. And Moira is just over the top.
Right.
But Stevie is, like, kind of genuinely concerned and probably is the most level-headed in this situation
right now. The most
level-headed.
I think that's what you need in a panic situation, is someone who basically shows very little to no emotion regularly. I think they're probably the ones who could handle panic situations, but, you know, emergency situations.
Moira's voice, like, when she made it real low, it kind of reminded me of when they, like, talk whale in Finding Nemo.
Okay.
A little bit. It gave me a little bit of that vibe.
All right. Okay.
But not quite. But, you know, when they do that in that movie, that's sort of what it made me think of.
Still funny.
Oh, totally.
Just as funny as Ellen DeGeneres doing it, I guess.
Yep.
So now let's go to the cafe.
Yes.
Because this episode sort of becomes the Twyla show at times, which is always great. I will always take that. You put Twyla, I'm going to say, and Bob in a scene together, I think I'm all about it.
Oh, okay.
So this is something I did not catch at first until a little bit into the conversation. Twyla's doing readings to make money?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
She's trying to raise money for a new dishwasher for the cafe.
Okay, that's what it was. Okay, yeah. All right. I know it's explained later, and when she says it, then I know.
Yeah, she's just charging like $5
a reading.
Yeah,
there's like a little card there.
Yeah.
Yes.
And was Ronnie there? Was Ronnie leaving, right?
When Alexis
and Ted arrived.
Yeah, Ronnie appeared to be finishing getting her fortune told. I don't know the
clinical
terms.
Her card's red, I think, is what you would say.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I do think it's fun because it's such a weird thing for Alexis to say is when she goes, Twyla, I didn't know you played solitaire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but then she explained she learned from her mom's ex.
Mm-hmm.
He was very good because he predicted...
He was also a gambling
when
addict.
He was going to leave her mom to the day.
To the day.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. But, yeah. It's really wonderful. And after this story about how Twyla's, mom's boyfriend left her mom, mm-hmm. Ted's like, oh, maybe we don't, Alexis has already left me twice. Maybe we don't need to get involved in this at all. Ted does not want anything to do with this. But Alexis is like, hey, this could be a lot of fun. And maybe it's for a good cause. I don't know. So they sit down.
Yeah. Twyla tells them to put their hands mm-hmm. on the deck. Think of something you want.
I have a question, and you might not know the answer to this, because I don't think you read people's cards. I could be wrong.
I don't.
Some sort of side business.
I don't.
You could let
but
me know
we
now.
Used to do cards in college.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Yeah.
Who had them?
One of my roommates.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She had these cards that were called animal cards, and you would pick them, and they were different animals, and then it would, like, predict things and stuff. It was fun.
Oh, okay. That's
We'd
fun.
Come home from nights out at the bar.
Yeah.
And we would do cards
it's
sometimes.
A great way to end the night. I
it
understand.
Was
that's
yeah.
awesome. So let me ask you this, because maybe you do know the answer to this.
It was a long time ago, so I don't
Can
really
you read
remember.
Two, people's at, two people at the same time?
We always did it kind of like separately, you know, like one person would like pick and we'd do that. And then you'd like the next person would pick.
It sets up a lot of funny stuff. But when this happened, I was like, I don't.
Yeah,
but then
and they're coming
thinking,
as
well,
a couple,
you
I guess.
Can do this. I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm not knowledgeable of the card reading.
All right. Well, listeners who know anything about this, please let us know. Also, we didn't say it at the top of the show. Follow us on Facebook and interact with us. I absolutely love reading when people say.
Yeah, it is nice. If they say nice things.
Yeah, if they
Usually
say nice
they
things
do.
Or goofy things. Yeah. Or honestly, even pointing out stuff that we totally missed or got wrong.
Which happens a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You may have already heard 8 to 9 things we got wrong.
Right.
You're like, that wasn't even Twyla doing this. And we were unaware. So she's reading their cards and she seems a little concerned.
Yeah. She said they're near water.
Yep.
And she's seeing boats.
Capsizing.
And people screaming. And she's seeing a couple underwater. And then she said, but it looks like there's a party.
No, first she says, and
people
then it goes dark.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And then she's like, but it looks like there's a party. People dressed in black and white. And Alexis is like, oh, is this like a black and white party?
Yeah.
And then she said, more like a funeral. Or
really
I guess
great.
People dressed in black. I'm sorry, not dressed in black and white.
Right.
And then Alexis says, is this a black and white party? And she says, more like a funeral.
Very fun.
Yeah. So, of course, Alexis and Ted are just horrified.
Yes.
By all of this.
Ted tried to warn her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a really fun side thing for these two to sort of be going through at this point.
Yep.
So now, let's go back to this mountain, let's call it.
Picnic hike.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's just, I didn't write it all down. Like so many scenes in this show, the banter is nonstop, especially between Patrick and David.
Mm-hmm.
And it is all funny. I'm not trying to dismiss it. If you have things to point out, you should, because other than eBay bids and his steps not being recorded, I really didn't write down much. But
I wrote down other stuff. So
I do love to just watch them go back and forth about this whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole hike is really fun, all their hike scenes. But no, of course, so they're hiking along. David's complaining Because as you already mentioned, he has no cell service, and mm-hmm. he really needs to check on his eBay bids. Right. The bags are also heavy, and Patrick is explaining, well, you know, I brought cheese and brought all this stuff, so I needed ice packs mm-hmm. and everything. And I love that David was like, well, this is a long way to go. I really need to eat soon. This is a long way to go for some cheese.
I am totally on Patrick's side for this. I could not imagine trying to hike up this mountain with David.
Oh.
Just, yeah. Who knows how much time we didn't see mm-hmm. and the conversation that took place. Yeah. But he is just complaining about everything.
Yeah.
Because even when Patrick says, oh, I brought ice packs, David's even like, well, I guess I'm the one carrying the ice packs.
Right, right. Are they in my bag? Because this is heavy. Yeah.
But again, he's funny, but I couldn't imagine
you couldn't take
bringing
it.
Him into this situation. That ropes course should have been enough for Patrick to say, no more of this for David.
Yeah. Well, you know, he had his reasons, which are revealed soon.
Oh, no. I know what's happening here.
But, yeah. So they're, you know, kind of bantering back and forth. And right. and a couple times Patrick is kind of like, maybe we shouldn't
do this.
Do we want to turn around? Yeah. Like, this is not going how I anticipated. Like, mm-hmm. maybe we should just stop. Maybe, you know. So, I mean, a couple times he sort of tries to almost backtrack or switch gears a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets, and this seemed weird to me when it first happened. And it still seemed weird when I watched it.
You saw that branch, though, right? Like, later on?
But how, if you have hiking boots are, like, heavy duty. How does a branch go through your shoe and through the heavy sole of your shoe?
I'm assuming it's, like, anything. Old-timey. I'll go back to old-timey.
Oh, Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock Holmes is hiking.
Let's even go further back, British.
Mm-hmm.
Knights, right? They have all that armor on, but if you hit in just the right spot, there's nothing there. I'm assuming the thorns on this thing look to be about 3 to 4 inches long, and it must have just, you know, right between the treads perfectly.
But when they shoot it, it was like,
I know,
horizontal.
Perpendicular. I will agree that it looks like almost like when they show it this time, it looks as though someone shot an arrow like into his foot from the side.
Yeah.
But in the next scene when he's sitting down and he's holding his shoe up, you see that it's in. It's mm-hmm. on the bottom of his shoe and it's a thorn sticking up through that's holding it in place.
Yeah.
Because logistically I saw this and I went, that looks insane. How did that even happen?
Right, yeah. Yeah, because I still feel like, hiking shoes are pretty sturdy.
You would assume so.
But,
yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, a branch goes through his shoe. And when that happens, of mm-hmm. course, he's very,
so
like, vocal. Like, and David's like, where's the bear?
That's
and
probably,
he's, like, looking all around
that's
and everything.
That's my favorite
totally
line
alarmed.
Of this
it was
show.
Great. Yeah, they need to put that on a t-shirt. I haven't seen that t-shirt.
I've never seen Where's the Bear.
Yeah.
Just him looking
right.
back
okay,
or something.
Okay, so, listeners, somebody can make that into a little meme.
Yep.
I don't know how to do that.
Also, easier to spell than pelican, so if it gets printed on a mug or something, it won't be incorrect,
yeah.
and someone doesn't have to ask, is pelican spelled differently in Canada?
Yeah, but I love the Where's the Bear. It's so funny.
Where's the Bear is really, really great. Yes.
So then we kind of leave the two of them. Obviously, Patrick is mm-hmm. a little incapacitated at the moment due to the...
He's down and out, basically.
Yeah.
So they go, or not they, we, as the audience, now travel to...
Elmdale Hospital. Yeah.
And we are in the ER, in sort of the ER waiting room.
Mm-hmm.
And Moira is increasingly upset.
Mm-hmm.
So she decides to yell to everyone how important Johnny is mm-hmm. to her.
He's the most important thing. Even more important than Caroline, her wig that she's had for 40 years.
Right.
Yeah.
I also like how she says, we need to make changes, because they all think this is a heart attack, just mm-hmm. in case we didn't say that earlier.
Yeah, no, we didn't.
I like how she says, no wine, sorry, less wine with dinner.
Yeah.
And I'm keeping the pills, but I'm not the one at risk here.
Yeah. And they said they've called David. He is not picking up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, did you call Alexis? And Moyer has to say, does anybody have her number?
Again, another great callback to the fact that they don't have the closest relationship in
which
this
they've
family.
Gotten better. You think maybe they would have exchanged texts by now? A little number exchange.
Yes. But I like
not quite there yet.
How later, mm-hmm. I don't want to get ahead, mm-hmm. but when Alexis is talking to Ted about her family, mm-hmm. she doesn't talk about Moira.
Yeah. No, you're right.
So a doctor comes out.
Yes.
This doctor is played by an actor named Martin Roach. Mm-hmm. Now, he has 214 IMDb credits to his name starting in 1996. So here's what I thought I'd do with this one. Because he's in All Our Usual. It would take me forever to read through those.
Yeah.
But I learned he's a pretty big voice actor. Oh. He does a ton of voices in a lot of cartoons.
Oh, fun.
So I thought I would talk about some of those. The reboot of Transformers. He's in that.
Okay.
A reboot of an Avengers cartoon.
Okay.
He's in that. Something called Hero Elementary.
Oh.
Go Dog Go.
Aw.
Which our youngest watched that for a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Magic School Bus. He was in Magic School Bus episodes.
I'm a big fan of the Magic School Bus. I watch that with my students often.
There was apparently an Inspector Gadget reboot.
Oh, okay.
Where he played Dr. Claw. I don't know how familiar you are with Inspector Gadget. He's the bad guy.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen Inspector Gadget. I've seen Magic School Bus much more recently.
Something called, I just wrote ones then with fun names, Atomic Puppet.
Oh.
Crash Canyon, Rescue Heroes. These all appear to be like generic, like
adventure just, kind of cartoons.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Terrific Trucks. Here we go. Franny's Feet.
Oh.
Do you remember Franny's Feet? Like, I looked at the picture and I was like, this seems somewhat familiar.
I don't know.
It was on PBS, or what was the nighttime?
The Sprout show.
Yeah, like, yeah, those Sprout things. Yes.
Okay.
Because he also did voices in Mike the Knight. Remember, that was another one of those shows, too. This was sort of at the end of our kids watching that stuff, so we don't...
Yeah, that was the PBS show, Sprout. Yes. Yeah, our kids used to watch that.
And my favorite title for a cartoon, Wish Fart.
Oh. Yes. That sounds like something kids would like, definitely. Yep.
Yeah, and again, he's been in everything.
Yeah.
Has he been in Murdoch Mysteries? Of course.
Yeah.
Was he in Degrassi? Yes, of course. So I decided I wouldn't go through that and just do something different.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so he is ordering some tests, to which Moira asks if that's code for just open heart surgery. And he can tell her because she was a nurse on MASH.
Right.
Which I love.
I love that. That's really, really great.
You're not a big MASH fan.
I
am. I grew up on MASH.
Yes. I
love
like
a MASH episode even today.
I
could have a MASH podcast. With my dad, because he's also a big fan.
MASHcast. I think you and your dad could sit in this closet and go through it.
Yeah. He'd wear his blue button down, and we'd talk MASH.
Yeah. You should take a picture of your dad, and you should put it online for people to see. A picture of your dad next to Eugene Levy.
Oh, I know.
His they eyebrows are not to that degree.
No.
Also, I have some questions about this hospital thing.
Okay.
Roland says the last time he was in the hospital was with his cousin, Lenny.
I didn't take notes on that part.
And it didn't go that well.
Well, yeah.
With Lenny.
Yeah.
But I was like, didn't he just have a baby?
Well, maybe the... Maybe,
do you think Lenny was more
was
recent
an issue
than that?
Since then.
Okay. All right. Okay. I also like...
There was also discussion, though, of... Remember when they... There was some time that somebody was having some kind of heart issue. Oh, somebody was having, remember when they were supposed to be having Jocelyn's baby shower, her sister had to tend to her brother-in-law who was like having a heart attack or something.
Maybe that was Lenny.
Maybe it was a reference to that.
All right. Maybe. Okay. I like that.
I don't remember names and everything.
Listeners,
exactly,
let us know. I feel
like,
let us know.
Oh yeah. I feel like maybe I saw that somewhere and I was kind of like, okay. But that might've been something else. I don't remember.
Right.
I could be totally wrong, but yeah.
I love how, and this might be, my notes might be a little messed up here. This might be before the doctor came out, but I love how Roland brings him an energy drink.
Oh, and Stevie's like, he shouldn't be drinking food, that. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He just brought him total junk. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really nice. It's really fun. Mm-hmm. So let's go away from the hospital.
Yep.
And let's go back to the hike, because this is where we get the shot of him sort of pulling this deadly branch. I don't know what kind of foliage they have in Canada, but it seems quite deadly out of the bottom of his hiking boot.
We recently went on a hike, and we did not have these issues.
No? Just bragging about going on hikes.
Well, yeah, we weren't in Canada, but still.
Right. Our hike was kind of as leisurely as... Well, no, we were going up those. That was a little tough at some points. It was steep.
Yeah, not really.
All right.
But yeah, so yeah, they pull the branch out, and there is no first aid kit because was taken out of the bag to be able to pack the cheese.
Let me ask you a question. Yes. I understand that.
Would you take a first aid kit on a hike?
Great. Because
we
didn't.
Is that what you were going to ask? We certainly didn't.
Patrick seems like he knows what he's doing. But even if I was with someone who knew what they were doing, I wouldn't say, where's the first aid kit? Because I wouldn't think on this hike. It's not like they're climbing the, you know.
Everest?
Or Everest. I was going to talk about who are those guys that climb mountains with no ropes or anything.
Oh, yeah.
What are they called? I don't know what they call themselves. Called, but it's not like they're doing that. They seem to be going on
David's having enough trouble just walking uphill.
Yes. They seem to be going on a somewhat leisurely stroll in the woods. So I wouldn't expect a first aid kit, but.
Maybe they live in an area with snakes. You need to be prepared.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
I was always afraid of snakes as a kid.
Yeah.
And I spent most of my time in the woods as a kid.
Yeah. So, there's no first aid kit.
Right.
But
David is treating the wound. David knows what's up.
With hand sanitizer as a disinfectant. He did great.
Hand sanitizer. Yes. He wraps his foot. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, and he basically then has to convince
Patrick to keep going.
That they should just keep going.
He's like, we should just turn around and go home. This trip is a bust. Right. This is not good. We shouldn't continue.
Right.
And David, who of course was kind of like the complainer and everything, he's kind of like now taking the role of, no, this is great. We should keep going.
Yes.
You know, we come this far. We should do this.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Also, I think he's just hungry too.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. You get to the top. Kind of the top. Cheese. And you just, you get to sit down and have some cheese. It's great.
Yeah.
Is this when he says, I didn't walk all this way not to eat cheese?
I don't know. Okay. Maybe. I don't remember.
That might be later on. Yeah. No, that's when they get to the top and he says, I didn't carry you up a mountain not to eat cheese. All right. But now let's go back to Ted's apartment. They had their cards read. And Alexis is very distressed.
Well, now she's searching intense boat disasters.
Right, yes. Yeah. Plus she's having emotions that she's never experienced before.
Right. Yeah.
I love the way she tries to explain this to Ted as though he would have no idea what she's talking about.
Yeah.
And she's like, when I get there, I'm going to be thinking of my family, but they're not there.
Yeah, I'm worried I'm going to miss my family. Yes. Yeah. But even before that, you know, she's talking about, like, this is a vacation.
Oh,
he's like, well, it's really not. Like, this is for me, for work. And then I love the line she has before she goes into talking about missing her family, because she said, I've been traveling the world since I was a teen model. And then she said she's never really had issues with it before,
right.
But she is worried that she is going to miss her family. Mm-hmm. And this is like a new feeling for her.
Yes.
She's never had those worries. Yeah. And she explains, as far as David, I'm his only friend. And
yeah, she says, what if something happens to David? I'm basically his only friend.
Yeah. And then she said, David and Mom gang up on Dad all the time, and I'm his only friend.
Basically his only friend. It's really, really nice.
Yeah.
It's very sweet. Again, we see that character growth. It's funny, I have to tell you. And I don't know if my work colleague knows that I do this podcast or not, but she talked to me about Schitt's Creek today at lunch and was basically saying, I really loved Alexis's character's growth through the whole show.
Yeah.
I thought that was really nice.
And I think a lot of people could agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, so Ted basically then agrees. He's like, let's go. And if you're not happy, we will come back.
Yeah.
Just, that's a good deal. That's what we're going to do if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay. Yeah. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the hospital, though, because Johnny has been gone for quite a while.
It's been a long time, so it's not good.
And Roland is speculating. He's either boring them with a long story or he's having triple bypass surgery.
Yeah.
And to which, you know, to which even at this point, Stevie's like, that is not what Moira needs to hear right now.
Right, yeah.
Because she's just kind of been sitting in the same seat.
Very quiet.
The whole time, not saying anything.
Very quiet and very worried.
Right, except scolding Roland about the energy drink
and
this whole thing.
Yeah.
But the doctor comes out and lets them know that basically it was just severe heartburn.
Yeah, they did an endoscopy and everything and checked everything out. And it's just severe heartburn. But Johnny was telling him a whole story about a golf Pebble Beach, right?
Yeah.
Golfing.
So basically, just what Roland said.
Yeah, that he was telling a long, boring story.
Right.
Yeah.
I love how when Johnny comes out, Roland kind of hogs all the hugs, let's say. Roland gets right in there, and it is very cute because Stevie's been crying.
Yeah, she's a little teary.
Yeah.
And everything. Yeah, because Johnny's kind of like, are you okay? And
yeah.
She was, you know.
Yeah.
Just... I think she covers it by saying she has all these programs to hold still.
Right, yes.
But,
boy,
yeah.
I didn't pick up on those programs at all. Yeah. I really...
That's what she was doing. She was sitting on the bed when they were loading furniture.
I was
furniture,
really unaware as to what she was doing. Okay, that's great. Boy, I love it that Moira conned her into doing that.
I know.
Boy, that's really great.
Yep.
All right. So now let's start to kind of wrap this thing up here.
Yeah, it's a big wrap up.
It sure is because... Patrick and David have reached the picnic
spot. The summit.
The summit?
Of Mount... I don't know.
Great.
I don't got anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Excellent. But we eventually see he's carrying him.
He's carrying.
Like, piggyback.
Yeah.
Carrying.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do like it when they get to the top and David goes, well, this is nice.
Yeah.
He is really... happy
yeah,
that
he's admiring
there.
The view, and he's like, well, what should I do? Mm-hmm. Should I set up the picnic?
Right.
And then Patrick's kind of sitting because of his injured foot.
It's very cute how Patrick kind of like walks him through the unpacking and proposal process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really nice.
He addresses him to him like, he's like, well, and in that bag, you can get out the blanket. Uh-huh. And then there's crackers and cheese there. And David stumbles upon champagne. And everything. And then finally he kind of tells him like, oh, and go in the front pocket of that bag.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when he goes in the front pocket of that bag, he finds a little box.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not really a little box.
It's a big
box.
Pretty big box.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
it's like
a
tennis bracelet, maybe more than that size box.
Yeah. A watch. Watch box.
Watch box.
Yeah,
great.
Maybe even a little bigger than that. Yeah, but Patrick kind of like gets down on one knee and he shares a really lovely story about how when he first moved here, he used to do this hike and he used to think about David as he did it, you know, and everything.
For someone, but he wasn't sure that he felt the same way.
Yeah.
It is very adorable.
Mm-hmm.
I think
it's a lovely moment.
David's performance is great.
Mm-hmm.
When he turns around, he's like, well, what's happening here? Mm-hmm. What's going on? It's really, really nice. Again, like you said, Patrick tells the story. It's very cute.
Mm-hmm.
And there are four rings
to
go on his other hand.
I guess,
right? Because he's holding
it. Or he's replacing the other one.
That's what I wasn't sure, because he's holding the box. I never got a look at his left
hand. He has
hand.
Silver rings.
Yeah,
his other ones are silver.
Yeah, on his right hand, he has silver rings. So I was like... wait, is this for the left hand? Like, I couldn't get a read on that. Maybe I'll pay more attention the next episode as to what's going on.
Yep. So he sees the box with, and of course he asks, are they 24 carat?
Where he hasn't even said yes.
He hasn't even said yes yet. And then he's like, but it's a yes.
Yeah. It's a really, really great,
very lovely moment
to end sort of that storyline and have these characters now who have been connected for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
really just solidify that, and we sort of know now where this series is going. Now, mm-hmm. and you know, like, I've tried to think back, and it's not like, and I don't do this for any show. There are people out there who will find out, you know, when is the next season starting? How many seasons are happening? Mm-hmm. There are people that will post, like, you know, stuff about movies, like, a year in advance. I am not one of those people. So mm-hmm. even in the moment, I didn't know if the next season was the last one, and I don't know if they announced that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But we really then get a sense that this engagement, this marriage, is going to be something really big mm-hmm. coming up soon.
Yeah.
So now it's evening. I guess it's evening. I don't really remember, actually.
Yeah, I think so. I guess it's the evening of right. their hike.
Yes.
Yeah.
Alexis comes back to the cafe, mm-hmm. and she kind of wants Twilight to do another reading. She really talks around
it. Redo the card reading.
Yeah, she talks around it for a while. Mm-hmm. But she's clearly upset about the things Twilight said and the mm-hmm. things that Twilight saw. Oh, nobody can see this. This is an audio.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just doing a lot of hand waving and finger wagging. And you seem upset by
that. It's a little creepy. Okay. But, so she wants to redo the card reading.
Right.
And Twyla's like, yeah, I don't know. I think the deck might be cursed. I predicted 4 other drownings today. But then she said, but wait, I totally forgot to tell you something else. Kind of like you guys left before I had a chance to talk mm-hmm. about other aspects of your reading. And she said that she had, I guess, revealed the mm-hmm. Ten of Cups.
Yes. You.
Right. Which shows the family with a golden ring around them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of solidifying the family all together.
Right.
And too, like, the golden ring is like maybe a little bit of a nod to David's little golden ring. And,
exactly.
And everything.
So who knows? All of this woo and stuff might actually be real. Maybe Twilight is some sort of medium.
Yeah. It could mean great prosperity, it could just be a ring from a beer bottle.
It could be a beer ring,
right? Because her mom's ex gave her the cards.
Right. Yeah.
And that's it.
That's how the episode ends. It's a really sort of
abrupt ending.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's not, all of these characters have been other places doing other things.
Right.
The David thing was huge. Mm-hmm. And they took Johnny to the hospital, mm-hmm. and there's not even a scene of them. I understand. Listen, you have to be economical. This is like 21 minutes, 52 seconds, mm-hmm. I think is what I saw. You have to be economical. But I am really surprised that there isn't just all of them back at the motel afterwards. But it's been a while. I don't know how the next episode starts. Mm-hmm. So are you going to have David tell everybody that he's engaged at the end of an episode? That doesn't seem like a great idea. So maybe this is the best way to end it.
Yeah.
But that is it. That's how the episode ends.
It is.
Wow. This is so great.
So at the end of every episode of Schitt's Creek, we rank our Schitt's Creek episodes. Carly, you know that.
Oh,
actually,
I have
to open our rankings.
That's
actually,
what I don't them. Like having
this
to do.
This is the worst part of the podcast for you.
It is.
I think.
I don't like it.
I know. We rank them from the best Schitt's Creek that we've ever seen to the least best Schitt's Creek that we've ever seen. Maybe I should do this at the end of the season, but I won't. I'll do it right now. Carly, your number one episode is Finding David.
Mm.
And your least favorite episode is Little Sister.
Mm.
My favorite episode is still the pilot.
The pilot.
Episode,
I think that's my second, isn't it?
It is your second, yes.
Yeah.
And my least favorite is Little Sister.
Little Sister. Yeah.
So, Carla, if this episode were a tarot card, would it be the Ten of Cups? Or the Ring of Beer Stain.
Ew.
I will turn my monitor to you so you can kind of like scroll.
Well, of course.
Up and down,
I think
depending.
As always, this is me not knowing how to scroll.
Two fingers.
Again.
There you go.
It's okay, it moved. I also have a touchscreen laptop.
I know.
So it is like my go-to is to touch a screen, which I feel like I don't even do that much on my own. I don't know why I try to do it on everyone else's. I do it with our kids as well because they have laptops. And I'm like, this, and they're like, Mom, it's not a touchscreen. They tell me every time.
Did I tell you? I think I told
our listeners.
I told my mom or maybe my sister. I was looking at a physical, like a book or a magazine.
And you tried to swipe?
I put two fingers on an image and I tried to expand it.
Wow.
Immediately realizing I'm an idiot.
Real stupid.
But I couldn't. Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
I can't believe you just admitted that.
You've never done that?
No. In a book? No.
Okay.
No. Okay. It's never.
Well, what if it's a picture of a lot of people and you're trying to zoom in?
I'd know better. Okay, anyway, that's so fair. Back to my. Yes. See, now this is really hard because everything that's here is really good.
I know.
This is very stressful.
We can't give up on rankings now.
Yes, we can. I can just boycott and not do it anymore.
We've almost done 5 seasons.
This is so hard.
One more episode.
Because it's just going to push other ones out. Oh, the MVP. I can't. Oh, it's so stressful.
And remember, these are the definitive rankings.
No.
Generations of people will be.
No, it's I just want to make sure everything gets right where I want it.
I know.
And I don't know that it is. I'm going to put it. Why do I always have to do this first? I don't get time to think. I'm going to put this as my new, I just have to commit and do it.
Do it.
My new, oh gosh, I don't know. I'm going to say my new number 10? My new number 10?
Okay.
I'm not happy with any of these rankings anymore.
You
just
going
on the record.
The MVP.
I love the MVP. The top 10. I did. That's what I was struggling with. But then I was like, I feel like there's another one I could maybe move it down.
There's at least a buffer there. You know what's really funny? I put mine right below the MVP.
I love that.
But I have my MVP slightly higher. So this is my new number 8.
Okay.
And this is your new number 10. So, this is making both of our top 10s. What a shuffle.
Feel like I need to, like, at the end, I need to just be able to revamp my list.
Then this is all for nothing.
It is.
We should just delete the entire podcast once we're finished. And then we'll just have a single
everybody
show that goes through our lists. Yeah, no, this is a really great episode. And I think, you know, I knew the hike portion was very good.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it was such an important part of the episode.
Yeah.
The problem, though, is with some of the episodes that I know are good and that the main storyline is very good is the other stuff isn't that great.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying the other stuff is great. But I really found the whole Johnny thing way funnier than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
When I realized, they're going to take him to the hospital. I wasn't all that excited,
mm-hmm.
but it was a lot funnier than I remembered.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do like the Alexis and Ted stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, the cards are funny and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, this one gets big thumbs up.
But then I struggled because I was like, oh, but like which tugs at my heartstrings more? Like Meet the Parents, which now I've bumped down.
Yep.
Or the proposal. And I almost, I'm like, well, I don't know. Like, Meet the Parents was so.
Yeah.
This is too hard.
And I think, and this is no way anybody should ever set up a list, but to have this right next to Meet the Parents makes sense.
Like I know, but then I'm like, which one is more beautifully done? And it's too hard to make that call.
I think you did it right. I know you're not looking for validation, but I'm just saying, I think the other storylines in this are better than the other storylines in Meet the Parents.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway, listen, it's on the list now. It's there. I mean, honestly, I didn't type it in yet, but you can't change it. This is all recorded. People know now. But thank you, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for continuing to listen. Thank you for supporting the show.
Yeah.
If you've not yet left us a rating or review on Apple Podcast, please do so. And also, if you have, let me know. I haven't checked recently.
Oh.
So if you left us a nice little review or something, let me know. That way I can take a look. And yeah. I don't know. I read a few of those in the past. Maybe I need to get back to that if there's new stuff there.
Yeah.
But,
I just like to share.
Yeah, of course. Please
during
share.
During this at night, we said we were maybe not going to be on our game. I think we did okay. I think we did better tonight than last time. Because it was a really important episode, I think.
Yes.
And just for those listeners that were feeling my yawns last time, I yawned at least 3 times tonight, but I kept it under control.
Wow.
So I think I did pretty well.
First of all, I'm sitting right across from you. Now, there is a giant microphone obstructing our faces.
Pretty much, yeah.
I did not see you yawn once.
I did really good at hiding it this time.
But
yeah. Another reason why Saturday morning.
But then you just ruin it all by telling
everyone. I know, but
I'm
proud of myself because maybe no one even noticed.
Okay. Yeah. Now they all know. Yeah. All right. But while this felt like a season, season ending. Oh, I thought I said series.
Nope.
Season ending episode. It's not. We got one more to go.
Yes.
And next time, 2 weeks from right now, 2 weeks from the day you're listening to this, we'll be discussing the 14th episode of season 5, Life is a Cabaret. Until then, everyone, have a great 2 weeks.
Warmest regards.